Hey there, Freakonomics Radio Network subscribers. My name is Zachary Crockett. I'm the host of a new podcast from the Freakonomics Radio Network. It's called The Economics of Everyday Things. Each episode explores the hidden side of the things around us. We tackle questions like, how much do sports teams spend on mascots? And what's the value of a Michelin star to a newly awarded restaurant? I'm obsessed with questions like those, and I hope you find the answers as surprising as I do. We want to share with you an episode that we recently did about the thriving market for something you might not think has any value at all. Hope you enjoy it. And if you'd like to hear more, look for The Economics of Everyday Things in your podcast app. On a recent Monday morning, I found myself comparing aromatic notes with a true connoisseur of sorts.
When you're in this business, you know, you have a lot of opportunities to smell things. They each have a very unique aroma. I've often thought to describe it the way wine is described. Mountain lion is my favorite. It has a very unique burnt umber smell. The wolf has the darkest color. The smell is rich, and it has, I would say, notes of earth.
You make it sound so great.
Well, I can't help it, you know, in a crude way. To me, it's the smell of money.
This expert smeller, his name is Ken Johnson. But in certain circles, he goes by a different moniker.
Well, I'm known as the P-Man. I started and operate PredatorP.com.
Johnson sells a product that is generated every day in huge quantities. Most of us think of it as waste. But where one man sees animal urine, another man sees treasure.
It's really the ultimate recycling. You take something that would normally be just disposed of and put it to work in a way that's natural.
For the Freakonomics Radio Network, this is The Economics of Everyday Things. I'm Zachary Crockett. Today, animal urine. As a kid in New Jersey, Ken Johnson loved the outdoors. The first chance he got, he moved to one of America's most rugged states to study forestry at the University of Maine. After school, he stayed up there. He found his way into the ad business and eventually started his own marketing firm. But in the mid-1980s, he took on a client closer to his interests. It was a little company called Foggy Mountain Hunting Scents and Lures. Foggy Mountain was run by a local hunter named Wayne Bosowitz.
He was everything you would expect in a bear hunting guide. All right? He was big. He was rugged.
Bosowitz's company filled a critical need.
In the hunting world, you want to get close to the game animal you're hunting. The way you do that is you either attract the animal or you camouflage your human scent.
A white-tailed deer has around 300 million olfactory sensors. Its sense of smell is 60 times stronger than ours. That means the deer can usually smell you before you've seen it. To solve that problem, Bosowitz enlisted an age-old hunting trick. He doused himself with animal pee. And not just any animal pee. It had to be something that didn't scare the deer away.
Foxes are naturally occurring animals in the same territory as a deer. But they're not a predator of a deer. So deer, when they smell a fox, there's no concern. Hunters use fox urine on their clothing, and they can get closer to the deer. Now, the more inventive hunters will use something as strong as skunk essence.
Bosowitz started bottling animal pee in mayonnaise jars and selling it at trade shows. When he eventually decided to sell the company in 1986, Johnson saw an opportunity to expand. And with a little financial backing, he took over. At first, the business catered to hunters. Then, Johnson began to notice something strange. He was getting a ton of orders outside of hunting season. He called one of his customers and asked what was up.
He said, oh, yeah, everybody around here uses it to keep rabbits out of their garden. that's a light bulb moment. I realized that urine is a communications player in the wild. It's how wild animals find a mate. It's how they protect their territory. And it's how they detect the predator.
As it turned out, Johnson's entry into the animal pee business was well-timed.
The wilder areas were being developed, homes, suburbs, that sort of thing, and deer were wandering everywhere. And when they were looking for food, the shrubs, the garden, were easy pickings.
Between 1900 and 2020, the deer population in the U.S. grew from around 300,000 to 32 million. All those deer were wreaking havoc on newly created suburbs and rural developments. A Clemson University report pegged the total damage that deer inflicted on gardens and landscaping at $250 million per year. And that study only looked at 13 states. Homeowners were in desperate need of a solution, and Johnson had just the thing: coyote urine.
Think about deer. They come onto your yard, and there it is, the scent of a coyote. So there's a decision that deer has to make. Is it going to risk the coyote to get the food or not?
These days, the market for animal urine has never been hotter. You can find an impressive array of pee products on the shelves at big box retailers like Walmart, Home Depot, and Lowe's. On eBay, small outfits sell artisanal batches of private stock urine from their personal collections. Companies with names like The Pee Mart and Just Sensational move the stuff by the gallon. According to Jungle Scout, a tool used to track e-commerce sales, retailers sell around $200,000 worth of coyote and wolf urine each month on Amazon alone. And Johnson's company controls a substantial share of that market. On his website, predatorpee.com, a 16-ounce spray bottle of coyote urine goes for $33. It's one of his two best sellers. The other one, wolf.
The wolf urine is an interesting one. That's grown as a major product for us over the years because of the coyote problem.
Ah, yes, the coyote problem. Since the 1980s, the market for their furs has been way down. With fewer trappers on the prowl, the coyote population has tripled. And while wolves no longer live in most of the U.S., Johnson says their scent in bottled form still makes coyotes think twice about entering someone's property.
The wolf is the alpha. Deep down, a coyote knows the smell of wolf urine is a problem.
Coyote and wolf pee are Johnson's biggest sellers. But wait, there's more.
We sell fox urine for the squirrels and rabbits, skunks, chipmunks, bobcat urine for mice, moles, various small rodents, mountain lion urine for wild boar, javelina, armadillo. Bear urine is a smaller product category, but in northern areas where you have animals like moose and the mule deer, the bear pee is very effective.
Now, if you want to sell thousands of gallons of animal pee, you need a steady stream of product.
The animals are in various places, zoos, game farms, refuges. They collect the urine with a floor drain, and they ship it to us, and that's about it. It's not very complicated.
The pee is stored in 55-gallon drums and transported by the truckload to Johnson's processing facility in Maine. From there, it's bottled up and shipped to customers all over the world. So, who's buying all this animal pee? That's coming up.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Ken Johnson says the demand for animal urine has shown up in some unexpected places.
Our largest customer is our distributor in Japan. He's been buying our products for 10 to 15 years now, and they use it agriculturally over there to keep wild boar out of the rice paddies.
In 2013, Johnson's predator urine even helped solve a problem at Denver International Airport.
The long-term parking was infested by rabbits. A lot of the car wires are now made with soy, and rabbits love the soy. We have a product we call pea shots, which are small canisters with vented caps that you can put in your engine compartment.
But most of Johnson's business comes from homeowners. They buy $100 worth of pea to keep raccoons out of the chicken coop or discourage chipmunks from foraging for butter lettuce in the garden. This raises a question. If you want to protect your home from pests, you have plenty of options. Chemical agents, pellets, you know, fences. So why would consumers choose to spray their gardens with urine? Well, there's some science behind it.
When we started doing this, we would get inquiries from laboratories that wanted to research how this works.
The scientific conclusions on the effectiveness of predator pee have been mixed. One study found that applying bobcat urine to apple trees reduced groundhog damage by up to 98%. Another study showed that leopard pee had no effect whatsoever on the determined spirit of small rodents. But some customers like using a pest control product that wasn't made in the lab.
Here's an all-natural product that takes animals' natural instinct and puts it to work for your customers.
As it turns out, animal urine has a few other uses, too. People have sent bottles to their friends as a prank. They've sprayed it on storefronts to keep people from loitering around their businesses. And they've used it as a form of retribution.
We've had people send it to their ex-wives, to their ex-wives' lawyers, or to their current wives' lawyers.
For Johnson, though, the market for animal waste has been a golden ticket.
It supported our family for 37 years, and now my daughter and her husband are in the process of taking it over. It's been good to us.
For the economics of everyday things, I'm Zachary Crockett. This episode was produced by Sarah Lilly, with help from Lyric Bowditch, and mixed by Jeremy Johnston. Are there ever concerns about transporting animal urine?
We're very careful in our packing and everything because the mailman would not like it to burst open in his truck.
The Freakonomics Radio Network, the hidden side of everything.
Stitcher. Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Redfin. Whether you need to buy or sell a home, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin has got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes, and they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours even the same day with a local Redfin agent. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents get you the best price possible for your home. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.